I guess. John Curtis Design, this is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany, it's Patrick with Cardiff. Is John around?
Yes, just a second.
Thank you. How's it going, John?
Okay. Hey, listen, Kim's been waiting for a change. We had a wrong address.
Yep. Wanted to clear all that up with you guys. All right, okay, so go ahead, sorry.
Can you talk with Kim about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you grab it?
You gotta put it on hold.
Oh, I'm gonna put you on.
Patrick.
How's it going, Kim?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you guys are good. Are we on speaker right now?
Yeah. Well, he walked away, and I'm in his office. I was meeting with him about something else.
It's fine. All right, so do you guys have the docs up in front of you, maybe?
No, I don't have it in front of me. Do I need to get it?
It's fine. I just wanted to kind of go over that. I know we got the address mixed up on that. The reason for that was because with the quotes that we had from the vendors, they had your old address on it. On our end, we had your guys' updated address from the initial application when I first got from you guys. But we're getting that taken care of with the vendors right now. I needed to call you guys basically to get the okay and kind of work this out with you guys before I called and contacted the vendors. Basically, I'm going to call and get all the addresses and everything updated from the vendors. And I just wanted to go through the docs with you guys, kind of let you know where you need to sign. And the documents are still good. We're just going to need you guys to cross out the old address on Easter and then put the new one just
okay,
on that
so
cover
I
page.
Okay, so I printed all those docs. We're going to sign them. We're going to cross out. He's going to initial the with the new address. And then what? What are we sending it back?
Yep. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. I'm just going to need you guys to do that on anywhere that there is the Easter Ave address and then just put a little initial. That will be good for us, and we'll be able to submit the documents for that. What we're going to need is we're going to need you guys to both sign an initial on all of the locations that has the forms for that. And then with that, we're going to need you guys to scan that and send that back to us. Once we get that, we'll clear it, go over it, and then we will send you guys the FedEx ship for the overnight so you guys can mail that out to us. So that way we don't have to go through it more than once.
Okay. I have to – there's two Kimberlys.
I'm not the Kimberly
they're
that
both
needs
like
to
my
sign.
Wife, you know, but one without benefits. So what we got, my wife, I'll get her to sign it. I'll have it to you in the morning.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And just wanted to okay this with you, John, because I'm going to call the vendors right now with the prepay. Right now we got 50% prepay on for the prepayment. What we're trying to get is more for that, but I just wanted to kind of go over that with you before I call the vendors and kind of get your okay for that. So.
Do you want to let them know that you have a request in to try to get a little bit more? You'll do what you can, but
yes, sir, definitely. And just kind of wanted to go over that with you. The other issue, I spoke with Ruben about that. He's in a meeting right now and wanted me to call you to go over this.
At even 65 or 70, you know.
Right, and he's working on it too. He told me that, but he just wanted me to tell you guys too that it's kind of the situation with the prepay. We've had a lot of customers too, when you get like even towards 100%, they'll be getting the equipment, and then after that, it's kind of they'll get it. It's not what they expected. Whatever, they're already paid, and then you guys are the ones left with it. So
we want to have it running. So I think that's good. You know
exactly.
So do the terms say now with them that we talked about giving them a little bit at shipping? And a third one when it's set up. That was the other alternative.
Mm-hmm.
One for the deposit, one at time of shipping, and one the final when it's set up. I don't know.
Yep. Exactly, and I know Ruben's been working on that with you guys too. I just wanted to go over the docs and then kind of get your okay before I call the vendors. I didn't want to kind of ruin any relationship you guys might have, or kind of kind of just get your okay with that, basically.
So their vendors, we don't buy their equipment. We buy supplies, but I don't have any of those equipment. They're new people that mm-hmm. just know that we have a history, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But, yeah, so basically just get those signed. When you guys scan them in, send them over, then right after we get those, we'll be able to mail out the FedEx package for the overnight shipping. And then also, if you could scan the copy of the check so we can get that cleared as well. And then we'll go ahead and send that out, too.
Copy of the check.
Mm-hmm, with the documents.
Okay, I'm a little confused. So we're sending you the documents back signed.
Mm-hmm.
What check are we providing you with?
It's just the check for the initial, the $5,348 for the amount due at signing. It's on the very first page of the contract, the invoice amount.
I didn't even know about that. Okay, can you get that over to me, email me who it's going to go to? Because my accountant's only here for about another hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll do that right now, John.
Hold on, I'll get you out here on the phone. Her name's Kathy, just a second.
Okay.
This is Kathy. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
Thank
who
you.
Am I talking to?
Hey, this is Patrick with Cardiff. How are you doing?
Patrick. Good. Good.
Sorry, I was just clearing up something with one of my underwriters really quick. All right, so has John cleared you, brought you up to par on the situation and everything?
Well, he said you guys were going to need $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to know who it's made out to, where it goes. I'm
mm-hmm.
only in on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
So if this thing is going to go pretty quick, then I need to...
Right, because you're here today.
Today, yeah.
Exactly. No, it's fine. All right, so on the very first page of the documents, it's going to have the information for the invoice, the details, and then you're just going to address that to Cardiff.
Okay, and so when would I receive those documents?
We already mailed them out. Yeah, they've been emailed.
Oh, you
John
mailed
had them?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Thank you. All right, so I'll shoot over another copy, too, because he wanted me to anyways, but if you look
was
on the...
Was I CC'd, do you think?
You might have been. I'll look right now. Yeah, you should have. Yeah, it actually has you right
I've
here.
I've got, for some reason, oh, there. Nothing was showing up in my email. Okay. Is it the doc assurance?
It might be.
Insurance processor. No, insurance. Oh, no. That was from something different. Can you
The subject line says, please reply to this thread with loan documents.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's no
I
big
don't.
Deal.
I don't see it. I don't
Do you want me to shoot you a copy right now?
Yeah.
And I have it right on my
yeah,
account?
It would just be... That way I can just get going on it and...
Yep. It's
and
just... It's Kathy
it.
At johncurtisdesign.com, right?
Correct. K-T-H-Y. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. I'm attaching it right now. And then just on the very... The first page will have the breakdown for the invoice check that you guys will be providing. On the very second bullet point, it says include a copy of your business check payable to Commercial Finance and Leasing Bank of Cardiff. So it will have who you make the check out to.
Oh, okay. And that's on, you said the first?
The very first page.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
second
just...
Second bullet or something.
Yeah, and I'm shooting it over right now. I'm just attaching the file. And then along with that, we're just going to need John and Kim to sign an initial everywhere that's requested. And then we're going to need that scanned with the copy of the check and then mailed over to us. Once we clear that, then we'll send you guys the FedEx packaging so, you send it out through the physical mail.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Basically so we get it cleared and don't have to do it twice.
Sure. So a copy of it that is included with the documents.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you want me to add John on this email too, or just to you?
Well, if you already send it to him, you can just send it to me, because he already
okay.
has it. I hate to confuse him.
Yeah, I know. I know he's got a lot going on anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. We've been working on this for a while, trying to get it nailed out for you guys, and then we had some issues with the address and everything too, because of the invoices and all that, but... All right, I just shot it over. It should be there.
Great. Okay, let me see. I think I have to do get mail. There it is. Okay, docs.
Yep.
Okie doke.
And then I also talked to him about the address,
too.
Oh,
all of that is changing?
Yeah, the address
is... You have it prepared for Curtis at 14550.
Yep. It's okay. Because when we initially got... When I, you know, got the application, worked with you guys initially, I got it all cleared up on our end.
Oh,
well, no,
because okay.
I remember, you know, working that out with you specifically, and then when we got it submitted, the invoices, the quotes that you guys had the old address. So then on the funding department, they put the old address on, and but it's fine. And we talked to John about that. He can just cross it out, put his new address and initial, and that will work. So he's aware of that as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Great.
Yeah, but yeah, we got that cleared away yesterday. We noticed that first thing. And yeah, so basically it's just those invoice details, and that's
invoice
it.
Invoice details, copy, driver's license, business check payable to commercial finance leasing. Okay.
And then
what is your address?
It's right up on the top
there it is,
left.
The 23282 Mill Creek Drive?
Exactly.
Okay. And that, what else? What about your, I don't know if I need your FEIN, because we're going to start paying you guys. So, is your FEIN in here, your federal ID number also, or?
I am not sure if it is. I don't think so. Let me just ask real quick for you.
Okay.
Alright, so yeah, you guys don't need that. And if you guys just want to address it to Bank of Cardiff, you don't have to put the whole, you know, commercial finance, just that address at top and everything like that.
So Bank of Cardiff is fine?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Just Bank of Cardiff.
Okie doke, we'll do.
Perfect. Yeah, so then whenever you guys get those signed, just shoot the copy over and then we'll send that FedEx label out and get that overnighted, hopefully tomorrow.
Great, okay.
All right, and if you have any questions, just shoot me an email or give me a call real quick. I'm always on the computer, so.
Okay, will do. We'll
awesome.
Get that
I'll
going
keep my
for
you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
Bye.